Good morning. It's the 8th of November. Today we're going to finish reading the exhortation from Brother Harry Tennant. Yesterday we ended with the thought that God is able. And now I read. The reading from Acts 20 also spoke of God's word being able. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. We can receive the same help promised by Paul to those in first century Ephesus. God's word remains the source of information about his purpose, and through its message we can come to know him and his Son. Failure to appreciate the Father and his ways led to the captivity and destruction of God's people, whose history has been recorded for our admonition, on whom the end of the present age has come. God's word can build us up. Build you up means to build upon an established foundation, which is faith in Christ Jesus. Built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, wrote Paul in Ephesians 2. And then from Jude, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Paul then showed the reward that is planned for all who are faithful, the hope of being joint heirs with Christ. So from Ephesians chapter 1, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Or from Colossians, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. In the letter to the Hebrews, we read this. And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. The promise was part of the exceeding great and precious promises given to Abraham. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. Each week as we come round the Lord's table, we reflect again on all that Jesus did. We are, as it were, with the disciples in Gethsemane, witnessing his struggle against the final great temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Too often, like them, we fail to be alert, watching and praying. Thankfully, we are not left alone. So we read in Psalm 27, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Or from Psalm 119, my soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. God did not leave his Son alone. He heard the prayer and responded immediately. The Father heard. An angel there sustained the Son of God in prayer in sad Gethsemane. He drank the dreadful cup of pain, then rose to life and joy again. Thank you for listening.